This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained. Sugar, baby, come my lady,
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, Lisa Garland, who is a second-year vet student at Michigan State and is the Chief Vet a Visit Co-Coordinator. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Escanaba, which is in the UP.
Okay. And what is it that you're doing exactly with Vet a Visit this year?
I'm one of the coordinators for Vet a Visit, so we're in charge of getting all the students together to post new exhibits, get all the exhibits from last year going again. And we pretty much just organize everything, make sure everything runs smoothly today, and make sure that there's food there, that the public knows where they're going, and things like that. So we pretty much just organize it. And make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Okay. And so far, what is it that you have learned from your involvement with this event?
I've learned a lot. I never had been to Vet a Visit when I was younger. My house is a little bit far from here, so I've never been.
I would imagine so.
So I actually learned a lot last year just being here for the first time. It was amazing to see how many people come out. And it's a great way for us to show the vet school off to the public and let them see a little bit of what we do every day, and it's a great reminder of why we're in vet school in the first place.
Well, and I guess that leads to a good question. What is it that made you want to become a veterinarian?
I always grew up around animals, so I always knew that I loved them and wanted to do something with them. And it wasn't until I went to college when one of my professors suggested, have you ever thought about vet school? And I really hadn't. So I was kind of a late bloomer in the whole vet school process. But once I started looking into it, I found out that it was something that I would really like to do as a career.
What are you thinking of once you get out of vet school? What is your intention?
I do want to do a little bit of wildlife rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be involved with zoo medicine, which is obviously a little harder to get into since there's not a lot of zoos around the country. Mm-hmm. So that's something I want to do later in my career. But I'm really open to anything. I've learned a lot of new pathways in the veterinary career since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of leaving my options open, and I'll find out a little bit more when I get into clinics what really interests me and what doesn't.
Did you have a lot of exposure to animals and wildlife when you were in Escanaba? I would assume so.
Yeah, I do. Actually, in my backyard every day. So that's something I grew up with, and that's really what drove me into a veterinary career.
Sure, sure.
And what is it about animals that you like especially?
I just like how you never really know what they're going to do. You know, human doctors, people can tell you what's wrong, and with us, that's really not possible. So it's kind of like a mystery. It really takes a lot of putting a whole bunch of pieces of information together to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I've always heard, Lisa, is that the hardest thing about being a vet is that there's so many different kinds of animals and so many different kinds of anatomies that you have to know a heck of a lot more. Do you find that to be intimidating?
Yeah, it really is sometimes. You're not just learning about one species, you're learning about a whole bunch of them, and all of them are different in their own little way, and so it's really challenging to learn all the differences. And I mean, sometimes you don't know everything, and you do have to go look things up. But that's one of the things that interested me about zoo medicine, was that you're working with a bunch of different animals all the time, and you never really know what's in store for you that day.
Now, based on what it is that you've learned so far at Michigan State's vet school, if a small child came up to you, say a 10-year-old, comes up to you and starts asking you questions about becoming a vet, what will you tell them?
I tell them it's a great career and it's something that they need to start off at a young age, getting interested in science, you know, volunteering at clinics, going to zoos, just getting some animal exposure, and that'll really help when they get into school.
And in terms of a career path, you had mentioned that you wanted to be in zoos. It's interesting because Rick and I, a little while back, had the opportunity to talk with Jack Anna from the Columbus Zoo, and I think that's probably the creme de la creme of all of the zoos that are out there. But frankly, in that conversation, the thing that he talked about was that at the beginning, it was the love for the animals that really drove the whole whole thing, and it was also his ability to communicate. So I would imagine one of the things that you are going to have to continue to do is work on how do I communicate with the public in a way to create that interest and that excitement, and also explain things to the public so that they understand.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the things that VetaVisit does. It makes kids and adults alike excited about animals, excited about the medicine that we do. And our theme this year is One World, One Health, One Medicine. So it kind of incorporates all sorts of medicine and how our veterinary profession is helping the whole career grow.
And I would imagine this particular event is probably helpful for you because it's probably as close as you're going to get right now from communications as far as, you know, what you would expect of you if you were at a zoo, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps with us communicating what we know to the public and also the public learning about what we do as veterinary students. And, you know, it's helpful for us to show them what we do. It reminds us of, you know, why we want to be in school.
Well, Lisa, let me ask this question. Do you have any plans of returning to Escanaba after you graduate? Do you see yourself being in the UP again, or do you see yourself going somewhere else in the country?
Well, I definitely love to travel, so I'd love to go other places, but my whole family is still in the UP, so I definitely could see myself going back up there and working. They do have a shortage of large animal vets up there, so that's definitely something that could be in my future.
Fascinating. Well, Lisa, we just want to wish you the best of luck in terms of your vet school career and want to thank you for your role with VetaVisit because it is an important part of what it is that goes on, and it's helpful for other people to be able to learn. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We've been talking this morning with Lisa Gartland, a second-year vet student from Michigan State, and we thank you for it. And, Rick, we're going to continue our conversation with another vet school student who is also very helpful with today's VetaVisit event, and that is Stacy Wiley, who is also a second-year student, and she is the Radiology Committee Chair. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Stacy, what does the Radiology Committee Chair do?
Okay, so it involves not only radiology, it also involves, we also set up student panels and faculty panels and cases that we go over so that the community can act as a vet and they can work through the case with us. And in terms of radiology, we set up tours. And the good thing about the tours is it covers, like, many different things. We cover large animal, we cover small animal, we cover exotics, aquatics. And this way it covers many different areas of interest. And then we also cover many different modalities of diagnostic imaging. So we cover the MRI, the CT, radiographs. And then we just have images of each of these things. And we walk through them with the public. And we ask them questions. We get them involved. And then they help us point out structures. And it's great because it not only gets adults involved, it gets kids involved. And the kids love it. Like, it's a great tour, and it's very popular. And so we get many different people, and we actually, last year, we had to cut it down because there was so much interest that each area was too long, so we had to shorten it. So we had to revise it a little bit this year.
Sounds like you've had a lot of work to pull this off. Being committee chair, was that just a finger in the room pointed to you and said you're doing it, or is this something you volunteered to master, to navigate?
No, it was definitely a volunteer position.
Awesome.
I actually didn't hear about VetaVisit until last year because I'm not from Michigan. I'm from Pennsylvania, so I never even knew about VetaVisit. And then they came to our class and talked about it, and they had different sections. And I thought the radiology one sounded cool, and I knew that radiology was a big part of veterinary medicine. So I figured it was not only a learning experience for me, but I could also communicate with the public and do some kind of community service type thing.
Interesting. And Stacy, where in Pennsylvania do you come from?
I come from Croydon, Pennsylvania.
Where is that?
It's about 40 minutes from Philly.
Okay. And what drew you to Michigan State?
It's one of the schools I got into. It was actually my second choice, but I love it here now.
Oh.
And I came to visit, and I was just very impressed with.
Where did you go to undergraduate?
I went to undergraduate at a small school in Pennsylvania. It's called Millersville.
Okay.
Many people here probably have never heard of it.
Okay. And even though it was your second choice, you're kind of like thinking that should have been your first?
Yeah, definitely. I tell my friends all the time, like, if I was given the choice to transfer, I would definitely not transfer because I'm so happy here.
That's great.
And, Stacy, what are your plans in terms of after you graduate, what kind of what kind of veterinary medicine do you intend to do?
I definitely want to do small animal. I've always wanted to do small animal. And then just recently this year, I became interested in internal medicine. So I'm pretty sure I want to do internal medicine. And then if I don't do that, I want to do cardiology.
And probably with that, more emphasis on chemistry in some respects?
Yeah, you do a lot of tests with serum chemistries. And it's kind of like the best way to explain it is mostly older animals come in with multi-system problems. A lot of it is if another doctor can't figure it out, they kind of send it to you. And it's kind of it's a huge puzzle. And I love physiology. And so it's a physiological puzzle, and you work through it, and you try to figure out what's going on. And I think it's so interesting.
It's so good that you were able to actually find something that, like, fits like a glove, which isn't surprising. There's so many facets to the veterinary science that it's neat that you could actually explore and figure that out.
Yeah, I was very excited, actually, when I learned about internal med, and I knew at that moment that that's what I wanted to do, because I've been through various aspects, and I was like, oh, I might want to do this. But once I learned about internal medicine and worked on a case that involved internal medicine, I just got really excited about it.
And just again, you know, you've got all these kids looking at everything you're doing right now, and they too probably at an early age might even turn on a light bulb and say, hey, it's time to go down this path or that path, and you're helping do it.
Yeah, definitely. And ever since I was, like, the only thing I can ever remember is wanting to be a vet, and I've never wanted to be anything else, so...
Well, hopefully, Stacy, you can pass on that excitement to all the visitors this weekend at VetAVisit. We've been talking this morning with Stacy Wiley, who is a second-year student at the MSU Vet School and is the Radiology Committee Chair for VetAVisit. Thank you so much, Stacy. We appreciate your coming on the show.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And, Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Erica Ward, another vet school student, talking more about VetAVisit right here in the Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.